من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزًا عظيمًا. اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم ما بعد عباد الله، my dear brothers and sisters, more than 1300 years ago, there was an emir in Khorasan, in modern day Afghanistan and beyond. His name was Asad ibn Abdullah al-Qasri. So this man, he was known to be the leader of that community, and he was known to be a fair, a just person. However, there was a political turmoil in his time for which he had to put some people in prison. And as one day, as he was browsing the prisoners and the area over there, he was called by one of the prisoners, and he said to him, قَالَ أَيُّهَا الْأَمِيرُ. He starts calling him, my dear Amir, إِن كُنْتَ تُعْطِي لِتَرْحَمْ فَلْتَرْحَمْ مَنْ تَظْلِمْ. If you're going to be given, if you give to show mercy, then show mercy to those you oppress. إِنَّ السَّمَاوَاتَ تَنْفَرِجُ لِدَعْوَةِ الْمَظْلُومِ. Indeed, the heavens open wide for the prayer of the oppressed. Like as he's warning him. He says, فَحْذَرْ. Beware. فَحْذَرْ مَنْ لَيْسَ لَهُ نَاصِرٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So beware of those who have no support, no supporter but Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَا جُنَّةَ لَهُمْ إِلَّا الثِّقَ بِنُزُولِ التَّغِيرِ. And they have no protection that they rely on other than that trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring change soon. وَلَا سِلَاحَ لَهُ إِلَّا الْإِبْتِهَالَ وَالدُّعَاءِ. And they have no weapon in their hands but making dua. إِلَى مَنْ لَا يُعِجِزُهُ شَيْءٍ. To the one subhanahu wa ta'ala and only whom nothing is impossible. He said that, then he started calling him, Ya Asad. That's his name. So, O Asad, إِنَّ الْبَغْيَ يَصْرَعُ أَهْلَهُ. A very profound statement that became a proverb in the Arab language. إِنَّ الْبَغْيَ يَصْرَعُ أَهْلَهُ. Remember that tyranny brings down its people. Tyranny brings down the people, which means it doesn't matter how strong you think you are, how powerful you think you are, how amazing your achievements against the weak they are, it will bring you down. Because the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never changes. He said, إِنَّ الْبَغْيَ يَصْرَعُ أَهْلَهُ. Remember that tyranny will bring its people down. And he says, وَالْبَغْيُ مَصْرَعُهُ وَخِيمٌ. And you have to understand that the end of it is really, he says, disastrous. Which means to you it's going to be disastrous. فَلَا تَغْتَرَّ بِإِبْطَاءِ الْغَيَاثِ مِنْ نَاصِرٍ مَتَى شَاءَ أَنْ يُغِيثَ أَغَاثٍ. He says, so do not be deceived by the delay of aid from the helper who whenever he wills to assist, will do so. Like if you don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping the poor and the weak and the needy and the oppressed in that moment, don't think Allah abandoned them. He says, Allah knows when he brings that assistance, it will come. And they trust in that assistance that's coming. He said, so don't be deceived by the delay of that response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدْ أَمْلَى الْقَوْمَ كَيْ يَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. And he gave them that time. He gave those oppressors time so they can transgress, to show them that their transgression and the result of it will be definitely treacherous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters, made that sunnatullahi fil ard. وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَفَسَرَتِ الْأَرْضِ. If it wasn't for Allah Azza wa Jal's way and law, that he pushes people against each other in the way that sometimes there will be time for the khayr to be victorious, and sometimes, unfortunately, it will be the other way around. Sometimes we see, mashallah, the societies are doing well. They become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more religious. And then we become complacent and we get used to that. And then we just become oblivious. We start becoming comfortable to the dunya. And then reminder comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things to change. But then when oppression and tyranny becomes prevalent and becomes so much that it's taken innocent people in its way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His law is to readjust that balance. So my message to my dear brothers and sisters who are seeing what we see today of one of the greatest injustices in our time, how mankind right now trying to act in the place of God subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're trying to play the role of God in everything, whether it's in science, human nature, in politics, even in war. They're trying to play that role of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jalla is giving them a chance after a chance after a chance. One of the latest injustices we have seen just a few days ago, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mercy on Imam Khalifa, who was executed in Missouri. Even though the DNA evidences proved him without any doubt to be innocent, but the arrogance of the lawmakers insisted to put him to execution. Their arrogance, that they don't want to review it or open the case again or consider the evidences, still their arrogance and that tyranny, you could call maybe their racism or discrimination, just put them this far to just waste an innocent life for this matter. And that was just one innocent person. Imagine what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Gaza today. What's happening at Dhufa in West Bank today. And people see that tyrants are just, you know, having a free time in this life. And no one seems to be able to stop them. But my dear brothers and sisters, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. قال الله عز وجل, for those who doubt that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهُ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ, they have not shown Allah azza wa jal His proper reverence. Like they haven't given Allah the right estimate who He is subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and the entire earth and the heavens will be in His hand subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like it's nothing to Allah azza wa jal. وَالسَّمَوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ, the entire universe will be folded in His hand in a manner that suits His majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've never given Allah the right estimate, and that's why they see that they extend in their transgression. Brothers and sisters, there are consequences for transgression and tyranny, whether it's on a personal level, like a person with their spouse. That tyranny as well, and that injustice has its own consequence in the dunya and the akhirah. And states against states, and the strong against the weak, there's always consequences for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the sunnah as well. Allah azza wa jal, He talked to us about the nations from before. He says, فَكُلًا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ, like we gave them a chance after a chance after a chance, and then we seize each of them for their sins and for their tyranny. Like talk about the people of Ad and Thamud and Fir'aun as well too. What they have left behind? Ruins. Those ruins were what? Were the most magnificent thing you can imagine. The greatest human achievement. The strongest states of all time probably. Like many arrogant states, they act like this today. But what is left of them? Ruins. And just memories. And Allah said, we have taken and we have seized each one of them because of their tyranny and their sins that they have committed against their people and against humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us that if this becomes so much widespread, that's when the balance, the adjusted balance comes back. قال الله تبارك وتعالى ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. He said, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. Fasad, corruption. That corruption, which means, you know, messing up the balance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, it's becoming very obvious and clear in the heavens and the earth. فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, in land and in the sea. And he said, بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, because of what the hand of man has earned, which means we are doing this to ourselves. We're causing this. Because of us, again, messing up the balance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in this life. Whether it's the physical balance, the geographical balance, again, the global warming and the melting of the glaciers and all the stuff are a result of that. Or the moral balance as well too, between man and woman, and the akhlaq and the manners, and what's supposed to be right, what's supposed to be wrong. If that balance is messed up, and people insist with their tyranny and injustice to enforce it on other people, the strong against the weak, like we see in some states, they force certain nations and people to enforce certain rules and laws against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Allah Azza will come back to readjust that balance. He says, قال لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا, they're going to suffer as a result of what they have done. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they might reflect. Another meaning of it also, so that they may readjust that balance. So when we see the balance is off, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing it. Not that He likes it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is allowing it for a hikmah, a wisdom that we might know and understand, and might not. Like the revival of the spirit of the young people and awakening of the people who became completely oblivious and dependent on this dunya. When we see the injustice that's happening in the world, so you stand for those who are oppressed. You stand for those, the weak ones, anywhere in the world. And of course, obviously for our brothers and sisters in Gaza as well too. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing this to happen, to awaken the ummah. And they are having their reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would delay until the time is right. And who decides when that time is right? Adhan Allah azza wa jal subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then He says that when that time comes, no matter how much they try to offer to seek amnesty from Allah azza wa jal, it will be too late for them, especially in the akhirah. كما قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولو أن الذين ظلموا ما في الأرض جميعا ومثله معه لافتدوا به. If those oppressors, those tyrants, if those wrongdoers, if they would have the possession of the earth and the heavens, everything what's in the earth and the heavens, to ransom themselves on that day, لافتدوا به جميعا, they would give it away. Ironically, in this world, in this life, they fight for everything. They fought for everything. That thing that is in their hands, they destroyed so many things just to take possession of it. On the day of judgment, they're willing to give it away, give it up altogether, to save themselves from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them, min su'il adab. Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we see that injustice and tyranny is becoming so strong and prevailing, and we start becoming desperate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, look, Allah azza wa jal is watching us. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. الضُّحَى, this time of the when the sun is the brightest in the morning, when it's clearest, like there is no doubt when you see the sun at its brightest moment, everything becomes clear to you. There will be moment in your life, we says, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, when the night is going to come take over. And when the night takes over, that brightness is gone. And people just become disoriented. You don't see the light because now you don't know where you're going, unless you have something to work with. If you have a light in your hand, you see where you're going. So Allah is reminding us that the alteration of the clarity of things and the darkness of times and the good times and the difficult times in this surah for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ayah was revealed, or the surah was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the revelation of the Quran stopped for a few days, few extra days. And the Prophet was anxious to receive an answer to the questions he was getting from the people of Mecca. The answer was delayed. So the Meccans, they told him, you see, your Lord had forsaken you. He left you. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, وَالضُّحَى, I swear to you by the morning light. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, and when the night becomes so dark, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, your Lord had not forsaken you, He had not left you. He didn't leave you. He's still there. Just because you don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending a specific action that you desire to see and to have, doesn't mean He left you. Doesn't mean He's not there. So whatever we see in our world, I know there's a lot of emotions of desperation and waiting, you know, after all this time, and see how the people abandon the cause of the innocent people, subhanAllah, you start becoming desperate. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He had not forsaken you, He had not leave you alone. He's still there, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's our duty that we go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. He said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. Look, you were poor, I gave you wealth. You were orphaned, I gave you family. And you were just weak, and I just supported you in all aspects. He says, it happened before, and it's going to happen later. I will take care of you. So we've seen that now sometimes we have less of wealth and health and strength and so on. It doesn't mean it's going to be forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there, my dear brothers and sisters. So our duty to Allah azza wa jal is to make sure that we don't participate in that injustice. We don't participate in that tyranny, and be prepared. The alteration of the khair and the shar, they're going to keep going on. Evil and good will going to keep circulating and alternating. So when that turn comes for the khayr to be victorious, be prepared for that. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many examples in the Quran of these tyrants who Allah Azza wa Jalla took them swiftly. Take the example of Fir'aun, the greatest power of that time, the strongest power, chasing after Bani Israel with Musa alayhi salam. So arrogantly he goes through the miracle he saw with his own eyes happen, that it wasn't for him. And he still wanted to go through it, and he drowned because of that. Look at the example of this tyrant, Qarun, the one who Allah subhanahu described his wealth, that the keys to his treasures cannot be carried by the strongest men. That's just the keys, imagine the treasure itself. And when he was asked, how come you have all this wealth? What did he say? He claimed, that's from me. I did that. I was brilliant enough to collect all that wealth, as Allah subhanahu described him in the Quran. He says, "Utitu ala ilmin indi." That's because of my effort. And Allah subhanahu took all this away from him in an instant. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the time comes, he'll bring it. And our duty to make sure that when that happens, you become the agent of khair, the agent of positive change. That's your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, and then to the weak and the oppressed. أقول قولي هذا اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكى أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها عباد الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة